Mr. Allman, my name's Jack Torrance.
His office is the first door on the left.
Thank you. Mr. Allman?
Yes?
I'm Jack Torrance.
Oh, well, come on in, Jack. Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Allman.
This is my secretary, Susie.
Hello.
Susie, how do you do?
Have any trouble finding us?
Oh, no problem at all. I made the trip in 3.5 hours.
Well, that's a very good time. Hey, well, pretty soon. Jack, just make yourself at home. Would you like some coffee?
Well, if you're going to have some, I wouldn't mind. Thanks.
Susie?
Sure.
Oh, and would you ask Bill Watson to join us?
Yes, I will.
Mom?
Yeah?
You really want to go and live in that hotel for the winter?
Sure I do. It'll be lots of fun.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, there's hardly anybody to play with around here.
Yeah, I know. It always takes a little time to make new friends.
Yeah, I guess so.
What about Tony? He's looking forward to the hotel, I bet.
No, I ain't, Mr. Torrance.
Now, come on, Tony. Don't be silly.
I don't want to go there, Mrs. Torrance.
Well, how come you don't want to go?
I just don't.
Well, let's just wait and see. We're all going to have a real good time.
Bill,
like you to meet Jack Torrance.
How do you do?
Bill, how do you do?
Nice to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you. Grab a chair, Bill. Join in. Jack is going to take care of the Overlook for us this winter. I'd like you to take him around the place as soon as we're through.
Fine.
Jack is a school teacher.
Formerly a school teacher. What line of work are you in now? I'm a writer. Teaching's been more or less a way of making ends meet. Well, this ought to be quite a change for you. Well, I'm looking for a change.
Our people in Denver recommended Jack very highly, and for once, I agree with them. Let's see, where were we? I was, about to explain that our season here runs from May 15th to October 30th. Then we close down completely until the following May.
Do you mind if I ask why you do that? It seems to me that the skiing up here would be fantastic.
Oh, it sure would be. The problem is the enormous cost it would be to keep the road to Sidewinder open. It's a 25-mile stretch of road. It gets an average of 20 feet of snow during the winter, and there's no way to make it economically feasible to keep it clear. When the place was built in 1907, there was very little interest in winter sports, and this site was chosen for its seclusion and scenic beauty.
Well, it's certainly got plenty of that.
That's right. Did they give you any idea in Denver about what the job entails?
Only in a very general way.
Well, the winters can be fantastically cruel. The basic idea is to cope with the very costly damage and depreciation which can occur. And this consists mainly of running the boiler, heating different parts of the hotel on a daily rotating basis, repairing damage as it occurs, and doing repairs so that the elements can't get a foothold.
Well, that sounds fine to me.
Physically, it's not a very demanding job. The only thing that can get a bit trying up here during the winter is a tremendous sense of isolation.
Well, that just happens to be exactly what I'm looking for. I'm outlining a new writing project, and 5 months of peace is just what I want.
That's very good, Jack. Because for some people, solitude and isolation can, of itself, become a problem.
Not for me.
How about your wife and son? How do you think they'll take to it?
They'll love it.
Right. Well, before I turn you over to Bill, there's one other thing I think we should talk about. I don't want to sound melodramatic, but it's something that's been known to give a few people second thoughts about the job.
I'm intrigued.
I don't suppose they told you anything in Denver about the tragedy we had up here during the winter of 1970?
I don't believe they did.
Well, my predecessor in this job hired a man named Charles Grady as the winter caretaker. And he came up here with his wife and two little girls, I think about 8 and 10. And he had a good employment record, good references. And from what I've been told, I mean, he seemed like a completely normal individual. But at some point during the winter, he must have suffered some kind of a complete mental breakdown. He ran amok and killed his family with an axe. Stacked them neatly in one of the rooms of the West Wing, and then he put both barrels of a shotgun in his mouth. Police, they thought that it was what the old-timers used to call cabin fever, kind of claustrophobic reaction which can occur when people are shut in together over long periods of time.
Well, that is quite a story.
Yeah, it is. Oh, it's still hard for me to believe it actually happened here. But it did. And I think you can appreciate why I wanted to tell you about it.
I certainly can, and I also understand why your people in Denver left it for you to tell me.
Well, obviously, I mean, some people can be put off by the idea of staying alone in a place where something like that actually happened.
Well,
You can rest assured, Mr. Ullman, that's not going to happen with me. And as far as my wife is concerned, I'm sure she'll be absolutely fascinated when I tell her about it. She's a confirmed ghost story and horror film addict.
Tony, do you think Dad'll get the job? He already did. He's gonna phone Wendy up in a few minutes to tell her.
Hello?
Hi, babe.
Hi, hon. How's it going?
Great. Look, I'm at the hotel and I still have an awful lot to go through. I don't think I could get home before 9 or 10.
Sounds like you got the job?
Right. It's a beautiful place. You and Danny are going to love it.
Tony, why don't you want to go to the hotel? I don't know. You do too, no. Now come on, tell me. Don't want to. Please. No. And Tony, tell me.
Brushing your teeth, do you remember if you smelled anything funny or saw any bright flashing lights or anything at all strange?
No.
Do you remember when you were brushing your teeth?
Yes.
What's the next thing you remember after you were brushing your teeth?
And I was saying, wake up, wake up. Wake up, Danny, wake up.
Now, Danny, can you remember what you were doing just before you started brushing your teeth?
Talking to Tony.
Is Tony one of your animals?
No, he's a little bit that's in my mouth.
Tony says imaginary friend.
Oh. If you were to open your mouth now, could I see Tony?
No.
Why not?
Because he hides.
Where does he go?
To my stomach.
Does Tony ever tell you to do things?
I don't want to talk about Tony anymore.
Okay. That's fine. All right, Danny. I'm going to ask you to do me a favor and stay quietly in bed for the rest of the day, okay?
Oh, I have to?
Yes, I'd like you to.
We're just going to go in the other room for a few minutes and talk. And I'll come back and check on you, okay?
Okay.
Bye. Shall we go into the living room?
Yes.
Please.
Thank you.
Mrs. Torrance, I don't think you have anything to worry about. I'm quite sure there's nothing physically wrong with Danny.
Yeah? Oh. Yeah, he seems absolutely fine now. But you should have seen him.
I know. Kids can scare you to death. But believe me, these episodes are not at all uncommon. And they look much worse than they are.
But, what was the matter with him?
Mrs. Torrance, most of the time these episodes with kids are never explained. They're brought on by emotional factors, and they rarely occur again. They're more akin to auto-hypnosis, a kind of self-induced trance. If it reoccurs, which I doubt, we can always think about having some tests done. No, thank you.
Oh, I'm sure you're right.
Have you been in Boulder long, Mrs. Torrance?
Only about 3 months. We're from Vermont. My husband was teaching school there.
Did the appearance of Danny's imaginary friend...
Tony.
Did Tony's first appearance happen to coincide with your arrival here?
No. Let's see. I guess Danny started talking to Tony about the time we put him in nursery school.
Did he adjust well to school?
No. He didn't like it too much at first. And then he had an injury, so we kept him out for a while. And yeah, I guess that's about the time when I first noticed that he was talking to Tony.
What sort of injury did he have?
He dislocated his shoulder.
How did he manage to do that?
Well, it was just one of those things, you know, purely an accident. My husband had been drinking, and he came home about 3 hours late. So he wasn't exactly in the greatest mood that night. And, Danny had scattered some of his school papers all over the room, and my husband grabbed his arm, you know, to pull him away from him. It's just the sort of thing you do 100 times with a child, you know, in the park or in the streets. But on this particular occasion, my husband just used too much strength and he injured Danny's arm. Anyway, something good did come out of it all because he said, Wendy, I'm never going to touch another drop. And if I do, you can leave me. And he didn't. And he hasn't had any alcohol in 5 months. Be high up. The air feels so different.
Mm-hmm.
Dad?
Yes?
I'm hungry.
Well, you should have eaten your breakfast.
We'll get you something as soon as we get to the hotel, okay?
Okay, Mom.
Hey, wasn't it around here that the Donner Party got snowbound?
I think that was farther west in the Sierras.
What was the Donner Party?
They were a party of settlers in covered wagon times. They got snowbound one winter in the mountains. They had to resort to cannibalism in order to stay alive.
You mean they ate each other up?
They had to, in order to survive.
Jack.
Don't worry, Mom. I know all about cannibalism. I saw it on TV.
See? It's okay. You saw it on the television.
Time to go over everything first.
Bye, Mr. Allman.
Bye. Good morning, Jack. Hope you haven't been waiting too long.
No problem. In fact, we had time to grab a bite to eat.
Good. Glad you made it before they shut down the kitchen. Is your family having a look around?
No, my son's discovered the games room.
Has your luggage been brought in?
right there.
Oh, fine. Well, in view of all the ground we have to cover today, I suggest we go have a quick look at your apartment and then get started straight away. Bill, would you have the Torrances' things brought to their apartments?
Fine. I better collect my family first.
Oh. This is our Colorado lounge.
Oh, it's beautiful. My God. This place is fantastic, isn't it, hon?
Sure is.
God, I've never seen anything like this before. Are all these Indian designs authentic?
Yeah, I believe they're based mainly on Navajo and Apache motifs.
Oh, well, they're really gorgeous. As a matter of fact, this is probably the most gorgeous hotel I've ever seen.
Oh, this old place has had an illustrious past. In its heyday, it was one of the stopping places for the jet set, even before anybody knew what a jet set was. We had four presidents who stayed here. Lots of movie stars.
Royalty?
All the best people. Hotel. None of the other bedrooms are heated during the winter.
Oh, goodbye, Mr. Ullman.
Goodbye, girls. And here are your quarters. Living room, bedroom, bathroom, and a small bedroom for your son.
Perfect for a child.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, the place is very nicely self-contained. Easy to keep.
Cozy.
Yes, very cozy for a family. And if you feel like spreading out, you have the rest of the hotel to move around in.
Well, it's very, homey.
Yeah.
This is our famous hedge maze. It's quite an attraction around here. The walls are 13 feet high, and the hedge is about as old as the hotel itself. It's a lot of fun, but I wouldn't want to go in there unless I had an hour to spare to find my way out.
When was the overlook built?
Construction started in 1907. It's finished in 1909. The site is supposed to be located on an Indian burial ground, and I believe they actually had to repel a few Indian attacks as they were building it. That's our snowcat. Can you both drive a car?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's fine. Because basically, the snowcat operates very much like a car, and it won't take you long to get the hang of it. As a matter of fact, we brought a decorator in from Chicago just last year to refurbish this part of the hotel.
Oh, well, he sure did a beautiful job. Pink and gold are my favorite colors.
Ah, well, this is our gold ballroom.
Oh, I'll say...
We can accommodate up to 300 people here very comfortably.
Boy, I bet you we could really have a good party in this room, huh?
I'm afraid you're not going to do too well here unless you brought your own supplies. We always remove all the booze from the premises when we shut down. That reduces the insurance we normally have to carry.
We don't drink.
Well, then you're in luck. Oh, Dick, come on over and say hello to Mr. and Mrs. Torrance.
Sure.
This is Dick Halloran, our head chef.
Mr. Halloran, I'm Jack.
Nice to meet you,
Jack. This is my wife, Winifred.
Nice to meet you, Winifred.
Nice to meet you.
The Torrances are going to take care of the overlook for us this winter.
Oh, that's just great. How do you folks like our hotel so far?
Oh, it's just wonderful. Hi, Danny.
I found him outside looking for you.
Dan, did you get tired of bombing the universe?
Yeah.
Come on over here. Thanks.
Thank you, Susie. Dick, if you're ready to do it now, I think it'd be a good idea if you could show Mrs. Torrance the kitchen while I continue on with Jack.
It'd be a pleasure. Right this way, Mrs. Torrance.
Great. See you later, hon.
Bye, darling.
Mrs. Torrance, your husband introduced you as Winifred. Now, are you a Winnie or a Freddy?
I'm a Wendy.
Oh, Wendy, that's nice. That's the prettiest.
God, this is the kitchen, huh?
Yeah, this is it. How do you like it, Danny? Is it big enough for you?
Yeah, it's the best place I've ever seen.
Yeah, this whole place is such an enormous maze. I feel like I'll have to leave a trail of breadcrumbs every time I come in.
Don't let it get you down, Mrs. Torrance. It's big, but it still ain't nothing but a kitchen. And a lot of this stuff you'll never have to touch.
I wouldn't know what to do with it if I did.
Well, one thing for sure, you don't have to worry about food, because you folks have eat up here a whole year and never had the same menu twice. Now, right here is our walk-in freezer. Now, this is where we keep all of our meat. You got 15 rib roasts, 30 10-pound bags of hamburger. We got 12 turkeys, about 40 chickens, 50 sirloin steaks, 2 dozen of pork roasts, and 20 legs of lamb. You like lamb, Doc?
No.
You don't? Well, what's your favorite food, then?
French fries and ketchup.
Well, I think we can manage that, too, Doc. Come along now. Watch your step.
Mr. Halloran, how'd you know we call him Doc?
Beg pardon?
Doc, you called Danny Doc twice just now.
I did?
Yeah. We call him Doc sometimes, you know, like in the Bugs Bunny cartoons. But how did you know that?
Well, I guess I probably heard you call him that.
Well, it's possible, but I honestly don't remember calling him that since we've been with you.
Well, anyway, he looks like a Doc, doesn't he?
Nah. What's up, Doc?
Now, this is the storeroom. In here, Mrs. Torrance, is where we keep all the dry goods and the canned goods. We got canned fruits and vegetables, canned fish and meats, hot and cold cereals, post toasters, corn flakes, sugar puffs, Rice Krispies, oatmeal, wheat thin and cream of wheat. You got a dozen jugs of black molasses. We got 60 boxes of dried milk, 34-pound bags of sugar.
How'd you like some ice cream, Doc?
Sociable, bangle rolls, and 7 kinds of what have you. Now we got dried peaches, dried apricots, dried raisins, and dried prunes. You know, Mrs. Torrance, you gotta keep regular if you want to be happy.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you getting on?
Just fine.
Dick, can we borrow Mrs. Torrance for a few minutes? We're on our way through to the basement. I promise we won't keep her very long.
No problem, Mr. Oven. I was just getting to the ice cream. You like ice cream, Doc?
Yeah.
I thought you did. You folks don't mind if I give Danny some ice cream while I've been waiting for you?
Not at all.
No, we don't mind.
Good.
Sound good to you, Doc?
Yeah.
Okay, you behave yourself.
Now, what kind of ice cream do you like, Doc?
Chocolate.
Chocolate it shall be. Come on, son.
It's amazing how much activity is going on today.
Yes, well, the guests and some of the staff left yesterday, but the last days are always very hectic. Everybody wants to be on their way as early as possible. By 5 o'clock tonight, you'll never know anybody was ever here.
Just like a ghost ship, huh?
Yes.
Do you know how I knew your name was Doc? You know what I'm talking about, don't you? I can remember when I was a little boy, my grandmother and I could hold conversations entirely without ever opening our mouths. She called it shining. And for a long time, I thought it was just the two of us that had the shine to us. Just like you probably thought you was the only one. But there are other folks, though mostly they don't know it or don't believe it. How long have you been able to die? Why don't you want to talk about it?
I'm not supposed to.
Who said you ain't supposed to?
Tony.
Who's Tony?
Tony is the little boy that loves my mom.
Is Tony the one that tells you things?
Yes.
How does he tell you things?
It's like I go to sleep, and he shows me things. But when I wake up, I can't remember everything.
Does your mom and dad know about Tony?
Yes.
Do they know he tells you things?
No, Tony told me never to tell him.
Has Tony ever told you anything about this place? About the Overlook Hotel?
I don't know.
Now think real hard, Doc. Think.
Maybe he showed me something.
Try to think of what it was.
Drowning. Are you scared of this place?
No. Scared of nothing here. It's just that, you know, some places are like people. Some shine and some don't. I guess you could say the Overlook Hotel here has something about it that's like shining.
Is there something bad here?
Well, you know, Doc, when something happens, it can leave a trace of itself behind. Say, like, if someone burns toast. Well, maybe things that happen leave other kind of traces behind. Not things that anyone can notice, but things that people who shine can see. Just like they can see things that haven't happened yet. Well, sometimes they can see things that happened a long time ago. I think a lot of things happened right here in this particular hotel over the years. And not all of them was good.
What about room 237?
Room 237?
You're scared of room 237, ain't you?
No, I ain't.
Mr. Allen, what is in room 237?
Nothing. There ain't nothing in room 237. But you ain't got no business going in there anyway. So stay out. You understand? Stay out.
Thank you. Good morning, hon. Your breakfast is ready.
What time is it?
It's about 11:30.
11:30? Jesus.
I guess we've been staying up too late.
I know it.
I made them just the way you like them, sunny side up.
Oh, nice.
It's really pretty outside. How about taking me for a walk after you finish your breakfast?
Well, I suppose I ought to try to do some writing first.
Any ideas yet?
Lots of ideas. No good ones.
Well, something will come. It's just a matter of settling back into the habit of writing every day.
Yeah, that's all it is.
It's really nice up here, isn't it?
I love it. I really do. I've never been this happy or comfortable anywhere.
Yeah, it's amazing how fast you get used to such a big place. I tell you, when we first came up here, I thought it was kind of scary.
I fell in love with it right away. When I came up here for my interview, it was as though I'd been here before. I mean, we all have moments of deja vu, but this was ridiculous. It was almost as though I knew what was going to be around every corner.
Keep America clean. How's that?
All right.
And you're gonna lose. And I'm gonna get you. You better run fast. Look out. I'm coming in close.
All right. We have to keep America clean.
Oh, no.
Keep America clean.
Okay. Annie, you win. Let's take the rest of this walking. Huh?
Okay. Whew.
Give me a hand. Oh, isn't it beautiful?
Yeah.
Rutherford was serving.
receiving a life sentence for his conviction in the 1968 shooting. And the search continues in the mountains near Ouray today for that missing Aspen woman. 24-year-old Susan Robertson has been missing 10 days. She disappeared while on a hunting trip with her husband. They have good weather right now, but they may have to call off the search if a predicted snowstorm moves in tomorrow. Sunny, it's so beautiful here in Denver today, it's hard to believe a snowstorm could be that close.
I know. I want to go outside and lie in the sun, yet to our north, to our west, it is snowing and cold, and it's moving right here towards Colorado right now as we talk. It's incredible.
Get a lot written today?
Yes.
Hey, the weather forecast said it's gonna snow tonight.
What do you want me to do about it?
Oh, come on, hon. Don't be so grouchy.
I'm not being grouchy. Just want to finish my work.
Okay, I understand. I'll come back later on with a couple of sandwiches for you, and maybe you'll let me read something then.
Wendy, let me explain something to you. Whenever you come in here and interrupt me, you're breaking my concentration. You're distracting me, and it will then take me time to get back to where I was. Understand?
Yeah.
Fine. And we're gonna make a new rule. Whenever I'm in here, you hear me typing. Whether you don't hear me typing, what the fuck you hear me doing in here, when I'm in here, that means that I am working. That means don't come in. Now, do you think you can handle that?
Yeah.
Fine. Why don't you start right now and get the fuck out of here?
Okay.
you've got to... Don't have.
No prayer anymore.
This is KDK-12 calling KDK-1.
KDK-12 to KDK-1.
This is KDK-1. We're receiving you. Over.
Hi, this is Wendy Torrance at the Overlook Hotel.
Hi, how are you folks getting on up there? Over.
Oh, we're just fine. But our telephones don't seem to be doing too well. Are the lines down by any chance? Over.
Yes, quite a few of them are down due to the storm. Over.
Any chance of them being repaired soon? Over.
Well, I wouldn't like to say. Most winters, they stay that way until spring. Over.
Boy, this storm is really something, isn't it? Over.
Oh, yes, it's one of the worst we've had for years. Is there anything else we can do for you, Mrs. Torrance? Over.
I suppose not. Over.
Well, if you folks have any problems up there, just give us a call. And Mrs. Torrance?
I think it might be a good idea if you leave your radio on all the time now. Over.
Okay, we'll do that. It was real nice talking to you. Bye. Over and out.
Remember what Mr. Halloran said. It's just like pictures in a book, Danny. It isn't real.
I wouldn't think of it.
Well, how can I repay you?
It's okay, really.
Well, I'm going to have some coffee. Would you like some?
Sure.
Great. Sit down. Oh, marvelous donuts. Help yourself. Coffee will be ready in
Mom?
A minute.
Yeah?
Oh, you drink coffee, don't
can
you?
Can I go to my room and get my fire engine?
Not right now. Daddy's asleep.
Oh, no. I take a flap. I won't make any noise.
Now, come on, Doc. He only went to bed a few hours ago. Can't you wait till later?
I won't make a sound. I promise I'll tiptoe.
Well, all right. But really don't make a sound.
I won't, Mom.
And make sure you come right back, because I'm going to make lunch soon. Okay?
Okay, Mom.